Okay, we don't have to pay for any of the uniforms. Long sleeve, short sleeves, pants, shorts, those are all provided, whatever we want at no cost. The sock thing came about late 90s is when the shorts actually became part of the uniform. And when the shorts became part of the uniform, if you wanted to wear the shorts, you had to buy uniform socks. That was not a provided item, and still isn't to this day. And they're exceptionally expensive socks that are about $15 a pair. It's, I want to say a six-pack is $50, $60, something like that. So maybe not quite 15, but yeah, you officially you have to wear the socks if you want to wear the shorts. That being said, early 2020 is when this current CEO took office. A lot of the militant regulations to uniforms ceased to exist. You know, prior to 2020, 2021, we had to have a certain haircut, couldn't have any facial hair, no tattoos. Uniforms had to be pressed, shoes had to be polished. That was the case for the last 100-some years. And this lady took power, and you can have tattoos, you don't have to shave, you don't have to iron your uniforms. Footwear doesn't have to be polished. I think technically the sock is still a thing. I haven't bought a pair of socks in probably about a decade. They really only get onto it if you're a problem child. It's one of those things that it's something they can make a big deal about, but nobody does unless you're a problem child. And especially now, I don't see anybody that I don't ever see supervision unless there's a problem. So I don't typically wear the socks.